Politics is a brutal business, riven with rivalries and shifting loyalties and simmering ambitions. And when the top job is up for grabs, the heat really is on.
It looks like it's shaping up to be a very kind of nasty leadership campaign. If that does happen, of course, whoever wins will be providing over a very fractured party at a point at which we're going through a once-in-a-lifetime cost-of-living crisis.
The UK's next Prime Minister isn't chosen by the general public. Instead, just Conservative MPs over there in Parliament will whittle the list down, most likely to just two remaining candidates, and then the Conservative Party membership in the country, around 160,000 of them, will cast their postal ballots.
A 2019 analysis found that 70% of the members are male, 56% are older than 55, and a third of them live in London and the southeast of England. Expect policies which appeal explicitly or implicitly to that demographic.
The Conservative Party models itself as the party for business. Conservative voters generally don't support high taxes. They inhibit enterprise and growth, they believe. So it's no surprise that at this early stage of the contest, the leadership rivals are falling over themselves to promise tax cuts.
Look, I believe in a lower tax, lower regulation, cut the red tape economy.
I think no Conservative should raise taxes either. What you need are smart tax cuts that will grow the economy.
I've always been a low-tax Conservative, and I'm delighted that others are following.
Whatever you decide on economic policy has risk, whichever way you go. But I think the much greater risk is not having the tax cuts.
But if you're cutting taxes, how will you fund public services? Nearly 6.5 million patients are currently waiting for hospital treatment in England, such as knee replacements or eye surgery. And the next PM needs to have a plan. Low wage growth, big increases in energy bills, and price inflation nudging into double figures have all created a cost of living crisis here in the UK, something the new Prime Minister is going to have to tackle.
First and foremost, the people who are suffering the most in this country, of course, are those who are vulnerable. 2.6 million kids going hungry. You just send more cash to them directly. On the other side, you also need to have a serious programme for how we're going to fix this country and fix our problems.
Remember, this is an election in which only Conservatives can vote. The other 47 million people of voting age can only watch and wait and hope for the best. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, London.